This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Tire Buyer. Buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. Bulletproof Coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS33 off. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 562.
562.
My name is Angel Michael.
Back with MMA show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Did you get that creamy root beer?
I did, and it's delicious. Good call on that one. We should get a Zevia sponsorship, is what we should.
Seriously, you look at my fridge. I got the rainbow over here. You think I'm gay as fuck with the amount of colors I'm representing in my fridge?
So.
No comment from the peanut gallery. He's going to let that one go.
I'm just going to let it go.
That's probably best.
Yeah.
So, hey, how about our fucking weird weather, right? So it's
again
80 degrees the other day, and then it's fucking 30 tonight.
Yep. Pretty wild.
Throw out my garbage. I either put my snow pants and winter jacket and hat and gloves on. It's fucking wind chill and nonsense. And then the other day, got an inflatable hot tub, put that fucker out and got in that. I'm like, oh, can we have this nice 60 degrees at the end of the night again?
Yeah.
Like, that's beautiful just to sit out there and, you know, have some.
It's coming, man. Another
month.
We're going to skip spring. I think it's just going to go right to summer.
That's how we usually do it, right? We skip spring and fall, and it's just winter or summer. It's either hot or cold. No in betweens. No fun. Like,
we get 4 or 5 days of spring sprinkled in between April and May. So,
yeah. And then we had that nice taste on Saturday. So
it was great. Yeah.
It was like 80. I think it hit 84. I had to turn my air conditioning on and make sure everything worked. So I don't want to be unprepared when it actually does get super hot.
Yeah.
So I had to take my air conditioner apart, get in there, clean out all the leaves and trash and bullshit, put it back together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did some yard work as well. Cleaned up some stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit going on. So UFC over the weekend, we had a real shitty card.
But did you even watch?
A little controversy. There was this Dean Perry versus Mike Jackson, and 3 fouls during the fight. I'll share the first one, and hopefully this sound's not going to be super loud. Here's the first one.
Right, I'm talking about.
Oh, like a spinning kick to the dick.
Spin.
Ouch.
No coaching, guys.
I mean,
kick my dick.
Russ, pretty solid right in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. He got all that one, right? So not only did he take that one for the team, he also took another low blow. And then later on, I'll share this image with you, where he got fucking eye gouged.
In the same fight? Good God.
Yeah, so he suffered 3 falls. And then after the eye gouge, I can't fucking see. They end up calling the fight. So Mike Jackson wins via DQ. And then the guy he fought, Dean Perry, goes on to say, hey, to be honest with you, I thought he took the easy way out there. I didn't want to stay, didn't want to continue fighting. Even when I kicked him low, he was talking on the ground to me for ages. Like, if you get hit in the nuts, you can't be talking like that. Same with the eye poke. Straight after a ref called the fight off, he was fine. Both eyes open perfectly. He said he couldn't open his eyes. Look, I'll take the rematch in a heartbeat if they give it to me, or just let me go back down to my weight division and fight. I thought I showed enough out there. Sorry about that. It's not lost for me. I was destroying him when I got a DQ for an eye poke. What can you do? Not foul the guy 3 times. I don't know. Simple math.
Yeah, three is too many. I can understand one or two, but three is just not. now you're just using that as part of your attack.
Exactly. You can't stick your finger in his eye like it was. You're trying to check his oil. Like that's what it looked like. Like, oh my God. So
through his eyeballs.
Yeah. Like going in one hole, coming out the other. That's all I wanted to talk about for that UFC because it was just not great. And then Bellator held an event in Hawaii over the weekend. Very underpromoted yet again. You had Chris Cyborg versus Blenkow 2. Mm-hmm. And I will share a little action from the first round because, you know, you got to represent the Cyborg.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's a GIF, so it's kind of fucking just auto-playing itself here. Hey, damn. Like, hey.
Eat that. Damn, that's a lot of power. Yep.
And I forgot what Cyborg. Oh, yeah, the other chick was down on the ground. I think this was still in the first round. And it looked like Cyborg was trying to throw a knee to her shoulder. I may have misplaced it, and it kind of hit the chick in the head, but the chick got her hand up, so the knee hit the hand, and then the hand hit the head, but still was an illegal blow. But, I mean, that chick she fought was super tough. And then in the fifth round, there's like a minute left, and Glencoe is like pointing in the middle of the octagon or the fucking Bellator cage, like, come on, like Max Holloway. Mm-hmm. And Cyborg's like, okay. You know, they kind of engaged, but... I mean, it was a clear, and the judges had it right. It was a 50-45 fight, but since she lost that point, she lost a point for that illegal blow. So then it was a 49-45 because of the point deduction. But during that fight, Cyborg landed almost three times the amount of significant strikes as the other lady did. So
it wasn't. She's still your favorite.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like she was throwing hard, but almost she wasn't trying to empty the gas tank because she knew it was a 5-round fight. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good fight because the other chick was tough. So she was able to take the punishment and then respond sometimes. So she did crack Cyborg a couple times. But if you outstrike someone 3-1, it's a one fucking sided fight. And the only reason the other chick was around for 5 rounds because she's just tough as fuck. So impressive, but it's Cyborg. Hot.
It is.
She got some thick thighs. I don't know, something about that. Mm-hmm. Both of them. And in Hawaii, pretty cool.
Yes. And your favorite place.
I hate both announcers. I think if you're an MMA and you're the play-by-play guy, you shouldn't have catchphrases. I think that's the problem. With Mario Ronaldo. Yeah. He's got too many catchphrases. He always has to have something. He stabbed the head back like a piss dispenser. Mamma mia! Can you just fucking call the fight? I'm not here to hear your announcing. I'm here to watch the fight and you add a little flavor. Yes. But you're on 13. I need you on 6.
Yes.
About 6. And Big John, I need you on 0. You're like I need you at -5. Okay, just shut the hell up. Mm-hmm. It's not good. And we love Showtime.
We do, of course. There was also a PFL over the weekend. Jeremy Stephens making his debut.
He didn't fare so well, did he?
No. This is kind of the story here. It was a 3-round slugfest, but this is kind of what you're looking at.
Does he have a Mortal Kombat tattoo?
And a 2.
That guy's got like 2 Mortal Kombat tattoos. He wins.
He does. Tua! Anyways, too bad he fought Clay Collard, who pretty seasoned guy. I think that guy has fought like 30 or 31 times in his career. So
it's weird, man. A lot of these guys are UFC guys are going to the PFL and not having the success that I thought they would.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're just starting to get back into steroids.
So they haven't been down the whole time.
Part of it. And they may have better competition than everybody thinks they have, right? Because it's always hard to gauge. You can't just say the UFC has the best fighters in the world because it's not fucking true. Like Bellator has some of the best. PFL has some of the best. It just depends. And then it also depends on like, what other supplements are you on? And how long have you been in the game? Because it's not like you're going to the PFL if you're fresh from the UFC. You're going to the PFL at the end of your career.
You are here. I found some video of them just going bananas. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looked like some illegal blows there.
Yeah, they were kind of just going at it. I don't know. The roids that they help.
They do sometimes.
I think you need like a good year and a half to get back in form on that stuff.
Yeah.
It takes a little while.
Yeah, you got to get your levels in check because you also have to get off of whatever you're on within probably a few weeks of fight night because they are still testing. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's just free reign. You still got to know your shit and get off of everything. But hope you're maintaining the correct levels. So it probably takes a while to get that all dialed in.
Yep, I agree.
Speaking of getting dialed in, let's talk about our sponsor, Manscaped.
Hey, attention, oh. All my college comrades. The summer sun is just around the corner, and you know what that means? The water gets warmer, the skin gets darker, and the hair gets pubier.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know if that's a word. It's marked as a not a word, but I'll take it. Luckily, our friends at Manscaped are here to make that summer bod pop with their fourth generation performance package, which includes their signature lawnmower 4.0. You can join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for Shave Boy Summer by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off and free shipping.
Oh, just with free shipping. No code. Sorry, I fucked that one up.
As the great Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff said, it's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac.
That's weird. You said Will Smith. When I think of Will Smith, I would like his name to be Sir Slaps-a-Lot. I think that's more befitting to a 90s rapper.
Get your wife's name up. Get my wife's name out of your mouth.
Get your wife's kick out of my mouth. Or out of someone's mouth. Like, okay, G.I.J. 2, it all work out. Hey, let's be real. Nobody likes the hairy guy at the beach rave. Is that right? Wow, okay. I'm just trying to look at this. Hey, you want to take it up a notch? Manscaped Shears 2.0. It's an all-encompassing, they have a nail kit to tackle those gross sandal nails you might acquire. You could seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Hey, I have a liquid formulation. Before heading outside, you can use the crop preserver ball deodorant. Keep you on your game in the heat for any on-the-go ball sweats. You can freshen up with Manscaped's crop reviver and hop back into the mix with confidence.
Yes. And don't forget, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. It's time to trim off those spring flowers this summer and give your beach balls a shine with Manscaped.
We almost made that one through flawless, but it shouldn't. I don't think it should ever be flawless. I think it should be a little fucked up every time.
I don't think it, I agree. My question is, yes. What the heck is Shaved Boy Summer? I don't know what that is.
They had that last summer, but what the hell were they calling that? It was similar, but not quite the same. Can't recall. So
perfect. as with most things.
Yeah, I know, right?
Big and similar and not quite the same. Did you see the Tyson Fury fight? Or at least the finish?
Just the finish.
Yeah, he... technical knockout Dylan White with a vicious uppercut, right? Yes. Crowd goes wild. He retires.
That's not happening. There's too much money to be made.
And then he's like, Francis Ngannou on stage or in the whatever you call
in the ring.
And they're talking about doing a fight. And I'm curious, do you think that will ever actually happen? They've been talking about it a while.
Maybe, but I think he also was saying. He was asking Francis if he's got a big cack. He's like, you got a big cack, don't you? What? Francis didn't know what he was talking about. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. This is uncomfortable. Like,
very good.
So awkward. And let's see. Oh, I also want to mention they fought in front of 94,000 people. Like, holy fuck. Yeah. Who else can draw that? I don't know. I mean, I think that's it. I think I don't know who else can draw 90,000+ people.
I think Connor could do it with the right opponent in at Wembley. I think it's possible.
If he was in Ireland, maybe. I don't know if they have anything that's that big, but I think he's been out for so long. I don't know if he's going to carry that amount of relevance anymore. I think in his heyday, yes. Right now, it's tough. And I think even Dana White was saying, I don't have a good fight for Connor to come back right now. Because nobody wants him, or it just doesn't make sense. And going back to Tyson Fury, I don't think he's retired. Does that Francis Ngannou fight happen? Maybe. Because Francis said, I think he's got one more fight left in the UFC. He said he is not resigning with the UFC unless they let him box.
Wow. Strong.
Because the weird thing is, and it probably doesn't make sense to test this out in court, because Conor McGregor set the precedent for being a UFC fighter and being able to box. They let him fight Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match. Mm-hmm. Granted, they also took 50% of his pay, allegedly, but if you do it for one, you have to do it for the other. But do you also want to sit in court for, like, Randy Couture for how many years he had a fucking lawsuit with the UFC and be sidelined? No. So it's better to try to work some kind of an agreement out, or just fight out your contract, do the one more fight and just get the hell out, because you will make so much more money. Because I think Tyson made, let's call it, $28 million, and the guy he fought $4 million. It was like 80-20 or somewhere around there, but I think it was a little even different. I think it might have been 82-18, but the amounts that the guys are making, when you're talking 20+ million to $4 million, it's still a shit ton of money, and probably more than Ngannou is making, because I think he might have been making like 600,000. He's not making a million a fight.
No. Well, I wonder if that gets upped after, you know. I think he's in a good position to negotiate some stuff. I think he just hopefully has a good manager, because he's still a draw. And, you know, if he plays his cards right, I think he can win. He can be like a heavyweight version of what Connor did, you know, business wise, you know?
Yeah. I got a cough. Hang on.
Well, what the hell? Are you dying?
No COVID. That's not great. Yet. And what else was I going to say about? I had something else in there. I don't know. I just coughed and I lost all my brain cells.
Well, that's okay. We'll move on. So, speaking of boxing, Dan Hardy and Diego Sanchez, did you hear this? Are going to have an exhibition bout, which is happening July 2nd in England, Manchester, England, at the AO Arena. And I think that's being headlined by Ricky Hatton versus Marco Antonio Barrera. I think it's going to be an eight round fight, 2 minute rounds. And they're going to be at a news conference in a few days talking about this stuff. Like, I think this is exciting. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's weird, because they also said 16 ounce gloves, no headgear, no judges. my prediction is Dan Hardy murders Diego Sanchez. 100%. 16 ounce
gloves, though, seems like it'd be all right.
Yeah, but when you think about their striking, like, Diego was more of a grappler. Hardy is going to left hook Diego into Tomorrowland. And then back to the Fury fight. So here was the other thing that I just remembered. They're also talking about potential special rules for that. So maybe it's boxing with MMA gloves, or maybe limited other rules. But because you have to make it fair. If you do a straight boxing match, it's 100% Tyson Fury's going to win. But say it's a boxing match with MMA gloves, then you've semi-leveled the playing field a little bit, because he's not going to be able to hide behind those big-ass boxing gloves. You can't use those as a defense. So it's like you almost have to learn a new style of defense. So we'll see. I still don't like Francis's chances in any type of boxing match against Tyson Fury.
No, he's too good.
Proved himself durable and crafty as fuck. And here's a guy who's done boxing his entire life versus a guy who's done MMA for a handful of years, and your muscle memory is going to fuck you up during the fight, because
yeah,
Francis is going to have to think and Tyson can just react. And it always goes, well, I'm not going to say it always goes to the guys reacting, because we've seen boxers lose. Who was it? Anderson Silva fighting some professional boxer. I forgot who it was. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. But whatever boxing match he had, he fought a legit boxer and beat him. Like, oh my God. But again, Anderson is an elite striker. So he was able to do that. So it's possible, but I don't think Francis can. So
no. Well, it's curious. MMA gloves. That's like, I wish bare knuckle fighting would just do that. Then people's hands wouldn't get so fucked up all the time, you know?
Well, then they lose the allure of like a street fight. I think that's part of their sale or sell.
Yeah.
And speaking of the bare knuckle fighting championship, Ben Rothwell.
Yes,
he just got cut by the UFC and now he's signed with them. And he said some curious things. He said he'll be a six-figure fighter when he starts. And he said if he wins his next three fights, he'll be a seven-figure fighter. Wow. Do you believe that? Because there's a lot of people making some bold claims when they go over to BKFC. I think Paige VanZant was also saying when she went there, and she's still there, that she's made more there than she ever did in, I think, her entire UFC career, which is crazy because, granted, she wasn't the most skilled fighter, but she's a draw from her sex appeal.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Is it real? Is it realistic? I wonder if part of the contract is they have to say that publicly.
It sure sounds like it, man. That's a valid point.
Because drawing people in.
Every one of them says it, right?
Yeah. It's like
everyone.
Part of your contract, you have to tell people publicly that we pay you tons of money. And people are going to want to come over here, and that's going to grow this organically. So,
but they're fun. I mean, I enjoy some of the fights that I've seen.
Yeah.
I think I still have the app because it was like a one-time buy, and then you can watch all the fights.
Mm-hmm.
But it was weird because you have to watch them through the app. So I have to put it on my phone and then fucking shoot it to a TV.
Right.
Because I don't believe it was on Xbox at the time. So anyway, what else is happening out there?
Well, did you see this Mike Tyson thing? He got into a little scuffle on an airliner a couple days ago. So hopefully this works. Let me see. Share. I'm going to not share the sound because I don't. Okay. So here's the guy. Kind of, you know, there's Mike, there's the guy, he's talking to him, he's all like, hey, I'm giving you a little business, what's happening? Mike's being cool, and then, you know, at some point he stops being cool and starts beating the living shit out of this guy.
Right.
And I think I have the finished goods here from when this happened on this other video. There he is. You know, he's still drunk doing his thing. Where is it? Does it show? Right there. There he is. Mr. Sad Man. He's got a little wound on the head, looking not so happy.
Oh, he looks hammered.
He does.
He got brain damage. And then Mike got off the flight.
He did. Good move on his part. I'm just wondering, do you think anything's going to happen with this?
No, because you got to press charges. But
you think the guy's gonna press charges?
No, but I think this is how it started. It's like this. Like this dude was staring at me on the plane.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, I get it, man. If someone's eyeballing you like that, like Mad Dog in you, you gotta throw bombs.
You got to.
I don't give a fuck who you are. And I've seen a couple responses from people. So I think Dana White. He's had one of the best responses. And I know this is an old clip, but
I'll show it again.
Yeah, where he said, hey, dummies, for future reference, this is how you stay alive when bumping into Mike Tyson on an airplane.
Hey, come on. Move it. I like this seat. I like it better. Oh, this
That was multiple years ago, but you could see the fear in Dana's eyes. Like, I'm gonna get up right fucking now. Even though Tyson was joking, you don't play with Mike.
No.
And Gary Tonin summed it up the best. Now I'll share his tweet here. He says, gotta love how flight attendants can pay enough attention to tell you to lift your mask every 2 seconds and shake people awake because of it, but they can't notice a guy harassing Mike Tyson for 15 minutes and kick him off the plane. Mm-hmm. So I'm under the impression, usually I'm not for, you know, like striking the person when in this case, I'm all for it. I think Mike is in the right. This is different than the Will Smith, Chris Rock stuff. Chris was right and Will Smith is 100% in the wrong. There's yeah. times when the punch is warranted or a slap is warranted. And here, the guy's fucking with you for 15 minutes. And there was a rumor the guy threw a water bottle at Mike too. He might have threw it like a tire chain and a fucking set of keys. Bike lock. I don't even know what else the guy was throwing, but he might even throw a tire iron. Grenades. Hit him with the tire iron.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Right?
Duck, dodge, dive, dodge, duck, or something.
Yeah.
Fucking stapler. I'll burn this place down.
That's funny.
What else has happened out there? So, are you in agreement though? Is Mike in the right?
I think he's in the right.
Mike's in the right. Nothing will come of that anyway.
The last thing I forgot to mention earlier was that Joey Beltran nearly out of bare knuckle fighting because mm-hmm. he was choking to death while the president of the organization was sitting next to him and was like, oh, he's really choking, had to do the Heimlich and save the day.
Nice. Yeah.
I forgot to mention that earlier. So how crazy is that?
I've heard it. It is bananas. Speaking from experience, I've choked twice and two of my family members have helped me. Once my mom, because I was eating potato chips as a kid, laying flat on my back. And she's like, yeah, don't lay down and eat chips. I'm like, yeah, whatever, mom. And then whatever. And then I'm just sitting there eating the chips. That's a callback to 3 weeks ago. And then I just started choking. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, she knew something. She was right. She's smart. So she picked me up and fucking Heimlich'd me and shut the chip out. And then another time I was eating one of those everlasting gobstoppers and I was just sucking on it. And then it just went right in my pipe hole.
Like, oh, no.
My brother was there and he fucking Heimlich'd me and fucking shot that gobstopper all the way across the room into the wall. I'm like, holy fuck, that is, if you ever choked, it is the worst feeling ever.
Oh yeah, no good.
You're gonna die. That's what's gonna happen. Like if someone doesn't help you, you're dying. So luckily I've passed those lessons on. I don't let my kids have gobstoppers, and definitely don't lay flat on your back while you're eating. I had to test some shit out, you know. You're a kid, you're stupid, push the limits. So let's see how not to train. I got a couple examples. I got to pretest these and see if there's music. Yep, there of course there's music. So I don't know why everyone seems to go to the Cain Velasquez, the Tony Ferguson type of school of here's how we should train, but here's what we're doing. Oh my God,
what is happening?
I don't even know what that guy has. He's got like...
There's a box for box jumps and a bench. And
that's like the bench that I have in my weight room here. And the guy's doing fucking flies with him. And he's struggling as fuck. Exactly. Like the weight is way too much. And why don't we add insult to injury on that one?
I'm waiting for one of his legs to snap.
Seriously. So that's one. Oh, man. I'm noticing a theme here. It's danger, Ingo. I smell danger. That was super loud.
That was really loud.
So that guy is...
What the hell are they doing?
They're doing work, man. He's getting his cardio in. That guy's doing seated row, but standing row. I don't know what you call that. Yeah. Yeah. Safety first, Ingo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what this one is. Oh, this might be... my favorite thing ever. And
let's see,
I'm gonna post this. This is fight move of the week. And hopefully when I click it, it gets big.
Wedgie defense looks like she.
Oh, damn.
They would kind of pull it to a wedgie. They have worst spots to be in.
Hang on. She pinched her pussy. I don't know about this music, though. So she, you can see she's wedging. Watch her fingers here.
That's not illegal, he says. Nothing's illegal. That's never, pretty solid.
That's like, grab him by the dick and twist it. Give him the old dick twist.
Oh.
That's hot as fuck. Hopefully that music is good.
That's funny. That's funny that you said that. I found that. I had that video earlier and it queued up and it disappeared off Facebook.
Oh, the dick twist?
Yeah.
Oh, I have that one saved on my phone.
Do you really?
Yes. Fuck yeah. I save funny shit on my phone for every once in a while so I can click on the videos on my phone and then I have all these funny clips and a lot of South Park shit, a lot of shit you can't play ever, but it's all good.
I found it.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. You can play that.
Here. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if this is the same video, but this is the one that I was looking at earlier that for some reason
I'll went tell offline you right
and
away.
Now it's online.
Nope.
Can you hear audio?
No.
Oh, hold on. I'm fucking this up. Hold on a second. Share sound. Here we go.
You choke like this here, and like this, and then choke me. Get good problem.
How so
here,
choke.
Then grab the hand, grab the nut. Hand here, grab the fucking nut. Yeah, I mean, grab the nut. Pull the flipping goddamn thing off. Then release the arm here, elbow to the body like this. Grab the arm here, then come back. Now we're in this position. Okay. Now we're in this position. He gonna have problem. Why? Because I'm gonna be underneath here, I'm gonna choke his fucking neck off like this and here, and I'm gonna put his arm. So he's gonna have a big problem. And it's no more choke hole for him, Nev. And he's not gonna fuck with me anymore. But
no, that's a different video than the one I was talking about.
I'm glad I found that. I don't know who that guy is, but
that's funny. Here. Hang on. I'll do a quick search. I bet you get the old dick twist. The old dick twist was the guys in the crowd, and the one guy's going, grab his dick and twist it. Yeah, I got it. Hang on. Yes, sound.
Grab his dick and twist it.
Oh my god, dude, this is an MMA fight, dude.
You twist that dick.
Twist his dick.
Twist his dick.
Oh my god.
Oh, dick twist!
I forgot about that one.
Like, Jesus Christ, man.
What is happening?
That's aggressive.
What happened? Are you on fire?
I smell something weird. It smells like epoxy, like someone's mixing epoxy.
Oh, are you having a stroke?
That's what I'm wondering. there's definitely a weird smell in the air.
Okay.
I feel like I'm a weatherman right now. There's definitely a weird smell in the air. It smells like death and plastic somewhat mixed together. Satan might be in the room. Not quite Could sure. Be. Okay. Oh, and then I don't know if you saw that Kay Hansen got cut from the UFC.
Mm-mm.
So that means things are going to start amping up a little bit.
Oh, good Lord.
She has an OnlyFans. So I'm just saying, when fighters get cut from the USC, things happen. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the ladies, we might as well go down a little bit of rabbit hole. So I was trying to show Ingo a little Paige VanZant earlier. So I'll show him the PG rated. So she's saying no ifs, just buts. We saw some of these last week, but... Mm-hmm.
We can watch them again. It's okay.
No, she's got a couple different angles.
Yeah, that's the one we saw last week. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's just hanging out, making things happen. Let's see what Valerie Lareda is up to this week. She's hanging out on the beach. She likes to party, showing off her braids.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. Yep. Where is that? Hawaii?
Probably Florida.
Florida,
I guess. Yep. And then I didn't know she has a sister, apparently. Natalie Loretta hanging out with a Valerie Loretta. It's very interesting.
Wow.
The ladies hang out and they kiss each other, which is awkward but weird. So anyway, that's what happens. Oh, here's a little tweet of the week. This one's always fun since we're on a certain theme of things. This is Laura Sanko. She's a UFC commentator / former fighter showing how to do some kind of a choke here.
Mm-hmm.
Up on the toes, up on the heel over here, the elbows collected, and then I'm just going to constrict. Basically, make her suckle.
I've been thinking of the whole time.
Yes.
I'd like to play that game.
Hell yeah. I don't know what's going on, but sometimes I like to be fed.
Uh-huh.
Treat me like I'm a baby. I know what that's about. You can choke me unconscious. That's yes, all right. That's as long fine. As you're jamming things in my mouth. These yes. things happen in MMA.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do a little ask the nuts. What is one thing you absolutely hate about MMA?
What do I hate? I think there's too many cards. I can't keep track of everything. I think it's too saturated. I wish it wasn't. When I started watching this thing with you, it was like every card was like, ooh, I can't wait. Now I'm just like yeah, I don't know.
It's quality of cards, right? And mm-hmm. the quality has suffered so bad since they sold it. Lack of thick ring card girls.
Yeah.
It's always the same. Ladies that have been around forever, 5'2", that kind of shit. And then let me share this one. Let me see if I can pull these fuckers up here. So I don't know who these Island Boy guys are, but I don't know why the hell you post this kind of shit and think that this looks okay.
Island Boys.
That is how fast he is, by the way. And no rapper could do this, man. I swear, yeah.
He's in flip-flops, no form, no technique, can't even position his feet right, flailing away.
Uppercut. Yeah.
No belt.
Show that kick real quick. Yeah.
What?
What was that?
Dude.
Yeah. That's just him training. Any rapper, get on Cameo right now, book the Island Boys, link in the bio, Cameo. Yeah, y'all already know what it is, yeah.
They're Instagram stars of some sort. I've seen random like posts by them. Yeah, it's cool to have tattoos on your face, apparently.
But like, if you're gonna put on that kind of striking display, don't they have someone around them to say you probably don't want to post that?
No, don't think
not
so.
Much. Like that may have been the worst striking I've ever seen. I think Ronda Rousey's shadow boxing is better than what the fuck I just saw right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
But only barely.
Just barely. And then someone posted a picture. I don't remember where I saw that. But remember like how hot Ronda Rousey used to look at the weight cuts. And then I don't know if you remember that time where she was doing the posing for that UFC video game, the EA UFC game, where she had blown up and she had like cankles. And you see someone did a side-by-side. Holy fuck. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Right.
And then see if you can find the EA UFC Ronda where she's got cankles and it's not pleasant. I don't remember where that might have been a thread on the underground. They have some
found this one
action.
But I actually don't mind this one. I don't know.
No, that's not the one. There's one of her that is just I'll see if I can find it real quick here. Let's see, Google. Honda Housey, EA UFC, and then I'll add an extra word at the end. What? It says, did you mean Ronda Rousey, a UFC fat? God, Google, you're so mean.
I found it.
Oh, here, I have the picture I was talking about.
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. Good.
Wow.
Lord. Yeah, big difference right there, huh?
Yeah, life-changing difference, right? And Mike Dolce, look at him, what a pig. It's like, if I could just get a piece of that ace. I hope to cut that weight, making all the money. Dolce diet!
That's right.
Cha-ching, cha-ching! Are people even still doing that stuff, the Dolce diet?
I have no idea.
You haven't heard of in like a million years, right?
No.
Yeah, exactly. You got acknowledge.
Yes, in honor of Elon Musk buying Twitter this week.
Cha-ching.
I have for you Elon Musk eating a jar of pickles. Tell me this is not disturbing.
Oh my God. It's so hot, Ingo. take that pickle, Elon. Take super it.
Weird. Super weird.
It's creepy.
It's super creepy.
And hot. Well, if we're going to go down a fucking weird lane, we might as well go all the way. So here's a new take on speed bag training.
Oh, let's see. Oh,
hang on. I fucking lost my shit here. We got to close this. Try this, try that. Click one of these, two of those. There you go.
What is he doing?
He's speed bag training. Yeah.
I wonder what he's looking at.
Looks like a strange fact. The kangaroo's balls are on top of his cake. In case you keep it track at home.
It's backwards?
Yeah. And then apparently the female kangaroos have three vaginas, two that collect semen and one that bears a child. I think it's Australia. I think they have weird shit over there. I don't know. Huh. It may be radiation.
Could be. It's all
like do they have a Chernobyl kind of thing going on over there?
I don't think so.
Feels like they do. I don't know. I'll just say strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Or the Circle Gay. I don't know. Anyway, I think that's about it. We really should have done. Strange things afoot. I know there's a good UFC coming up pretty soon. This week's not good.
Mother's Day weekend, May 7th. You have to wait.
I'm going to wet myself. I'm getting moist just thinking about it. Let's just leave it at that. All right. Getting moist.
I like it.
All right. Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of Have I Not. My name is Ingo Michael.
Macro, but thanks for playing, you sick fucks. You're not done.